When we talk with Dr. Rob Cognon about the European Union, you have to recognize how this part of the world, this region, economically, politically, and governmentally, is key to understanding the end-time scenario that's found in God's Word. That's why we go back every week to Dr. Rob Cognon with this information. And Rob, let me just talk about what has been going on in Israel, the kidnapping and then the murder of the three young Israelis and then a young Arab Palestinian out of Jerusalem. He was also kidnapped and killed. But Tony Blair has been speaking out on the situation. He condemned both of these horrific murders. At the same time, he's become more visible as it relates to trying to bring things together there in the Middle East, but still is playing a key role on the European Union stage and trying to, I think, get in position to have some leadership role. What are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. Tony Blair is a fellow who's always involved in politics. He's a fellow who's looking ahead. Without question, he's always had sort of dreams of becoming not only the Prime Minister of Britain, which he did become, but to really get perhaps the leadership of the EU. One thing I say for him, I sound a bit of a rooter for him, but in crucial issues, he seems to put aside politics and take what's right. He has leaned a little more toward Israel than toward the Palestinians, and he represents, I would say, sort of a balancing voice that the EU hears when he speaks about the Middle East. So he is a plus for Israel. He is always pretty balanced in his analysis, so I see him as a positive force there, and makes him attractive to the EU in the future for bigger and bigger roles.
Yeah, absolutely. I do believe he'll be a major player. Well, the European Union will be a major player as well. And their diplomats are not sure exactly which step to take next with the Ukrainians. They signed that historic agreement. They did that also with Georgia and Moldova. And I want to talk to you about that in a moment. But what about the Ukraine and its crisis? How is the European Union going to follow through on that historic signing of their trade deal?
It's interesting to see. They will certainly follow through. The European Union works on a theory called engrenage, which means you take little steps, and eventually all these little steps will add up into a giant accomplishment in distance. This is the first step with the Ukraine. The trade agreements, and pretty soon the opening of borders. I believe you'll see just an ongoing pressure from the EU toward moving toward this ultimate union of the Ukraine into the EU. It is part of their plan for Europe, part of their goal of ultimately 109 nations. They'll just keep progressing, and this is that signing of the agreement was really a first big step. Barring a Russian interference or a changing of the Ukrainian central government, I think you'll just see the steady movement eventually to union with the EU.
Now, Rob, as I mentioned, Georgia and Moldova also signed that agreement with the European Union. What's Russia doing? Are they just sitting back and saying, oh, well, we missed that one? Or are they moving out and getting aggressive against either Ukraine or the other two?
Well, they have retaliated in a small way, but a significant way to Moldova. That's the one they worry about, because Moldova lies between Romania and the Ukraine. It continues this, what I call the road to Russia. If you're going to ultimately attack Russia on the ground, the way to go is come through Romania, Moldova to the Ukraine. Russia has told Moldova, since they have signed this new trade treaty, which again, the treaty is the first step toward moving them to becoming part of the EU. Russia has said that they're not going to allow Moldova any of the processed beef, lamb, pork, other foods, stuff that Moldova tried to sell to Russia. Russia's no longer going to allow at this point. They're going to have a block the trade there and try to financially pressure this relatively poor country and try to get control of them. Russia is getting nervous. They're going to be pushed into a corner if the EU and NATO continues to swallow up countries, if you will, and move closer and closer to that Russian border. So we see, again, a setting up of Russia needing to get strength, needing to strike out, and, of course, often with Russia, that means some type of military action.
Yeah, I was just going to say, do you see that, in fact, this bickering about this trade agreement is going to come to an end and they're going to get involved in some military type action?
Inevitably, if the pressure keeps going, Russia's going to have to react. And I've been speculating. I always tell people I speculate on what this could mean. But at the least, it's the stage setting of what ultimately be a reaction by Russia that I see will turn around and start aligning with other nations. And we'll see the stage setting, if you will, of Ezekiel 38, the Gog-Magog War. I think this is a force that could push Russia into a greater position there. And we know biblically God says that he's the one that's going to pull Russia down. But the stage setting is still going to make them very receptive to God's pulling them down to the Middle East.
I would agree. All that we see happening and what you're reporting on, precursor to what's going to take place in the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38. Let's take quick reaction to Catherine Ashton, her time of leadership almost up. What and who next?
Well, there's a lot of candidates, and really there's been nobody coming forward yet that really looks like the key candidate. I think we need to watch that closely. I think it's going to be someone that to we in the U.S. we really don't know much about. I do see, though, that the movement toward a single type of State Department, if you will, for the European Union is progressing. She has laid the groundwork. It'll be up to the next person to replace her to really take on a policy role in terms of EU policy. So at this point, there just is no front runner, and really nobody that we've seen that we're ready to say that's who it is, and therefore this is what it means. So we just have to watch it a few more weeks. It's coming, but it's still a few weeks away.
Herman Van Rompuy has been somewhat of a mechanic, meaning that he's tried to pull everything together with the 28 member states. His leadership role, not outstanding necessarily. You mentioned Tony Blair, a possible candidate for that. Do you think that's still a possibility, and where will Van Rompuy go?
Well, I think Van Rompuy, like so many in the EU, he will continue to be a voice. And the man replacing Barroso on the commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, I think you'll see him as the more visible person. Perhaps the next EU council chief that replaces Van Rompuy, it could be Tony, but I think he's still got more to do in the Middle East, so I think we'll see sort of a placeholder until that time.
Dr. Rob Congdon with information helping us to understand the movements, the decisions, the political activities of the revived Roman Empire. Now, I say that because that is what Rob and I actually believe, the European Union, the foundation, the infrastructure for that revived Roman Empire, and a part of that prophetic scenario for the end times found written by the ancient Jewish prophets. Rob, thank you so much. We'll talk again real soon.
We'll look forward to it. Lord bless.